This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Armadillos are moving into the state, and some researchers believe they may make it as far north as the central Illinois area. I sat down with Augustine Jimenez, a zoology professor from Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, to talk about armadillos and why they might one day be more prevalent in the state. What type of armadillo are we talking about here?
This is the nine-banded armadillo. It is the most common and widespread species of armadillo that there is in the Americas. It is the same species that the listener might encounter while driving through Texas or even through the state of Missouri.
And have they always been in part of Illinois, or is this outside of their normal range historically?
Historically, they have not been here. In fact, the nine-banded armadillo was registered in the United States, or at least in Texas, in 1849. Originally, they are from South America. They enter into the United States or the area that we know as United States now after the Europeans settled in Texas, and they started modifying the landscape. Presumably, that modification facilitated the dispersion of the species. They've been making it all the way across Louisiana and then the other states, Mississippi, and so on. By the year 1979, more or less, they were present in most of the states across the southeastern United States. In southern Illinois, they've been recorded and most commonly seen since the year 2000. But they are very common across Missouri, southern Iowa. There are some sightings in the southern part of Nebraska.
So this is the story of sort of a long, slow expansion of their range, not something that's happened relatively new or quickly.
Well, it depends on what scale you want to actually use. If you take the scale of our lives, yes, it is relatively slow. But in geological terms, it's a very impressive and fast distribution range. 2,000 years, even 10,000 years is nothing in the geological time scale. And during that time, we have had the establishment of the species in across Mexico and now into the United States. The distribution and expansion in the United States, however, it's very spectacular because in just basically five generations or just since 1849, you have had this expansion that it is just tremendous. They are expected or they are predicted to basically just slow down their expansion and then just end by the area where you are at in the 40-degree latitude. They are expected to just basically stop. That is the area between Byrdstown and Decatur, that line.
So as far as the kind of climate that they like, I mean, I think we part of the reason why folks in Illinois are maybe a little surprised to see them is we think of them as being like warm weather preferring.
Yes.
So how does that fit with them coming further north in Illinois?
The species is essentially a tropical species. But they also survive in subtropical environments. And when we talk about it, we're thinking mainly Mexico, kind of like tropical. And subtropical, let's say Florida, Texas, and several areas in the Gulf states. And Illinois usually doesn't get into mine right away. However, during the summer months, the climate and the soil is ripe for them to actually survive. Those conditions of temperature and abundance of especially insects facilitate the dispersion of the species across the Midwest. It is predicted that they are going to stop around the 40-degree line, the 40-degree north latitude, because then the winters start becoming really harsh for them.
So the thought is that if they come further north, that they would stay here all year round, not just come here for the summer and then go back down.
You said it right, the thought. Essentially, like even 20 years ago, when people started just trying to model the dispersion of the species, a famous couple of researchers that predicted that they were going to stop in southern Missouri, and they could not go northward because then there are more than 5 days of cold freeze. And they thought that, number one, would stop their migration, and number two, would kill the animals. Just basically, they could die because of the intense cold. But then we have found out that that is not the situation. They do survive in the winter. We have no idea how they do it, but they are able to survive at least some of the winters that you will find in even southern Illinois.
And part of your research is trying to figure out what the armadillos do during the winter. What are you doing there?
Essentially, there are methods that are very well developed, very well tested, that consist on just capturing an organism, provide some anesthesia, and do an incision in the ventral side, and then just implant a recorder. And this recorder actually has a thermometer and kind of like a sensor. It detects movement. So it actually records when the animal is active, when the animal heartbeat actually increases, and then records the temperature, internal temperature of the animal.
It makes me think of like a Fitbit.
Yeah, kind of. It's like the Fitbit, but for wildlife. And then you implant them there, and then, yes, that could be the Fitbit for the armadillos. We're extremely interested, or I am in particularly interested in making that implantation just to discover what they do during the winter. One alternative is that they reduce their metabolic activity during the winter. They just basically enter in a state of torpor, you know, like kind of like a deep sleep. And then they could save some energy. The other alternative that could be unusual would be that they actually just find some galleries underground with larvae, and then they are constantly consuming those. That scenario might be unlikely, and the reason is that the armadillos need like large quantities of insects. They are eating all the time. They thrive on ants and termites.
Is there a downside to them coming further north to the current ecosystem? Are they a threat to anything?
If you kind of like ask people that are from the Houston area their opinion about armadillos, they are going to tell you like, I don't even want to use the words that they would use. But armadillos are not very popular in those areas. And the reason is that they are going to be attracted to flower beds, gardens, and all of those areas, because then those areas will concentrate insects. And in particular, they would concentrate larvae. What the armadillos are going to do is try to dig for those larvae. And then while they are digging, they are going to cause destruction to that garden or flower bed. The other aspect could be the fact that armadillos are also kind of like reservoirs for infectious diseases. They are also known to be one of the few reservoirs, or the only animal in the wild that is going to be able to grow the bacteria that induces leprosy. However, according to studies made by the Centers for Disease Control, the prevalence of the bacteria in armadillos in the States is extremely low. We're talking of less than 1%. The other aspect is that about 95% of the human population will be immune to the disease, or immune system will be competent enough to prevent the bacteria from establishing in our system.
Southern Illinois University researchers want your help tracking armadillos. You can find details about how to report an armadillo sighting at our website, nprillinois.org.